Most of the Midwest will continue to experience a wet weather biased pattern for at least another week. We are expecting to see warmer temperatures coming into play next week, which will help to induce some quicker drying rates between rain events. Well, the first disturbance that's going to impact the region is probably going to have an impact mostly on the eastern Midwest here right away today. This system is not likely to be very significant, but there may be a few locations in Indiana, Ohio, Michigan. You might see a locally strong thunderstorm, but for the most part, it's not a very well-organized event. We'll expect this system to pull out of Iowa as we go through the day today. So later today, and most of tomorrow, maybe even Saturday morning, Iowa will be left in a dry weather mode, and that'll be a good thing. It will help to perhaps firm up the soil a little bit and give them a chance to get into the fields a little bit more. As warmer temperatures evolve, we'll likely see a tendency for rain to develop along what will end up being a warm front. That warm front will initially produce rain from North Dakota into parts of Nebraska and western Iowa, and that will occur as we go from Friday night into Saturday. And as we go from Saturday into Sunday, the warm front will push rain across many areas from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois, down into parts of Missouri, and perhaps eventually into Indiana. The frontal system will continue to work its way further to the east as we move into early next week. This frontal boundary will likely produce the last of the more generalized significant rain events for a little while. We will see rain totals running 0.5 to 1.5 inches in association with this, maybe even some locally greater amounts. Close watch on the system is still warranted since it could still change somewhat. Once most of the Midwest is into the warmer air, our weather disturbances will take a little bit more of a northerly track as we go into the middle and latter parts of next week, influencing areas from the Dakotas into Michigan and parts of Indiana and Ohio, but allowing some of the southwestern parts of the region to start drying out. And we'll see afternoon temperatures in the Midwest more commonly in the 80s during that period of time, and that'll be more than sufficient enough to evaporate significant amounts of moisture from the region on a daily basis, whether it rains or whether it doesn't. And that's why I think that in the second week of the outlook, we'll have a fairly good chance for getting some areas to firm up a little bit better, and a better planting environment may occur. We will also see improvements in the winter wheat harvest in the soft wheat areas in the lower parts of the Midwest and the Northern Delta. U.S. hard red winter wheat harvesting in the southern parts of the plains will advance without much of a problem, although a few showers and thunderstorms will threaten the region as we go forward through this first week of the outlook. In the U.S. southeastern states and portions of the Delta itself, we'll likely see generally a good mix of rain and sunshine over this next 10 days to 2 weeks, maybe even a net drying biased pattern for a little while. Tropical storm Andrea will likely move across northern Florida today and then up the Atlantic coast as we go forward through the day on Friday and Saturday. The storm system will leave behind some moderate to locally heavy rainfall. We'll look for 2 to 6 inches across northern Florida and anywhere from 1 to 4 inches across the rest of the Atlantic seaboard. That storm system will not have much influence on the Midwest, however. And it does look like our second week of the two-week forecast will help to generate at least a little less frequency on precipitation, especially in the southwestern Corn Belt. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.